Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mana siare na na we siara la boshia la la boshia. Mana la boshia le na 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 we na na we siara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has for you.
Heavenly Father, I come to you in the Jesus Christ holy name. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14:13-14, to destroy any witchcraft prayers or ungodly soulish prayers that have been prayed over us to control or manipulate us spiritually or naturally. We can speak words over ourselves and others containing curses and spiritual death without realizing what we are doing. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. For the tongue can kill or nourish life, Proverbs 18:21. We need to practice the words of God, speaking in love, with patience and kindness in every sentence. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy or haughty. It is not conceit, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, or does not act unbecomingly. Love, God loves in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own ways, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are faithless under all circumstances. And it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. When our own words align with the words of God, we have a special connection to God. Our words truly have the power of life and death. Loose the power and effects of any word, curses you have spoken upon yourself and others, whether being knowest or in anger. Repent of having spoken evil words, remembering that to repent means to turn away from every speaking such evil words again. If you have spoken negative words about your children, your finances, your health, your spouse, your life, or your relationship with God, get on your knees alone and bind these to the will of God and loose the power and effects of any wrong words you have spoken. The following prayer also will bind and loose the power of effect of any wrong words spoken about you or to you. Thank you, Jesus. And that was the power of your spoken word. Thank you, Jesus. We are reading the Bible. We are now in Genesis chapter 11 from the verses 1 through 15. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain and the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name. Let us be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will restrain from them which they have imagined to do. Go to let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from this did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Our generation of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Apex and 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begat Apex 500 years and begat sons and daughters. And Apex lived 530 years and begat Selah. And Apex lived after he begot Selah for 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Selah lived 30 years and begat Eber. And Selah lived after he begat Eber 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And that was the reading from Genesis 11, 1 through 15. And I said, I always learn stuff. I didn't even know that the Babylon story was so much in the beginning of the Bible. I didn't know it in Genesis. But we thank God for the reading. We thank God for the prayers, the communion, and spending time with God first thing in the morning. If you have any prayer requests, you may do so. Email purposeclosure@gmail.com. You may leave a comment down below on the front webpage. Until then, no goodbye. See you later, and we will continue to worship and praise the Lord. Have a very blessed and productive day.
Oh God, for your mighty Jesus. Mania ki ale na na we ki ala na bo ki ala na bo ki ala. Mania na bo ki ale na 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 we na na we ki ala. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. But I know she has a devotion for you.
Thank you.